NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field.
Live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Welcome in. Second hour. Time flies when you're having fun. TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress, LeVar Arrington. Oh, yeah, and Iowa Sam. Big Gabby K, Big Sexy, and David Gascon on trip. We got the full team here. It's like Voltron, man. We do what we do. We come together, we bring the cats together, and we fight intergalactic monsters. Protectors of the universe, y'all. That's up on game. Listen, this has been a great show so far. If you missed anything, you can go check us out on our podcast, Up on Game Podcast, anywhere where you download your podcast while you're working out, washing the car, or whatever it is you do. You know, seeing Prime out there and Devin Hester and them, they're enjoying. They started this whole mowing your lawn phenomenon. So there you go. If you're mowing your lawn, check us out while you're doing that. Anyway, it's been nice. The weather is changing. March Madness is heating up. And speaking of March Madness, don't forget to check where you're ranking the Fox Sports Radio's M-Drive Million Dollar Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com. Perfect brackets are long gone, but you know what? It's still up for grabs. It's $1,000 for first place. It's $1,000 for the listeners in first place. Yeah, that's right. $300 for second place. Man, that's a lot of money. $200 for third place. Frank F. Shouts out to Frank F. out there. He's a listener. Currently is ranked number one, so he's heading for a little bit of money if, you know, Final Four plays out the way he needs it to play out. And here we go. TJ Houshmandzadeh is leading the host bracket.
As usual.
Yeah.
As usual.
And that's a direct shout out to Plaxico Burress because Plaxico.
Stop. We can stop the applause.
He is not far behind.
Bravo.
I'm not far behind.
He is in third place currently and not far behind in point rating. So it's interesting. The full standings can be assessed via foxsportsradio.com if you want to see this rivalry playing out. I'm just proud that two representatives from our show are in the top five of this competition.
We ain't in the top five. We're in the top three.
Y'all in the top three.
Happen to be wide receivers. Yeah. Happen to be, you know, wide receivers. You know, offense guys just think differently.
We do you know, that.
We just see the field differently.
It's the M-Drive Million Dollar Bracket Challenge. Refine your prime with the M-Drive. I just don't want to hear any more of that. It's ridiculous. I mean,
you bought it up. You started talking about it.
You know, you're right. I had a story, you know. And
how do you not want to talk about something that you started talking about?
In the last hour, we were talking about Michael Rapoport's exchange with Kevin Durant. It's interesting because I talked about things that happen on the field that isn't necessarily who you are as a person in real life. And I had this great story about this one time we were playing the Steelers in preseason, and Plaxico and Fred Smoot was locked up on the outside. And all I could remember was I was giving Fred Smoot the blues all week. Like, Plaxico is going to come in here and tear you out the frame, dog. Like,
if anybody knows Fred Smoot, just Googling now.
Oh, my gosh. Fred Smoot is one of the best smack talkers. Matter of fact, he had a joint called Smoot Smack. And his ability to talk trash is it's grade A. I mean, it's A level trash talk. And you know, you want to know one of the worst things that could ever happen to you when you're one of the best trash talkers is when you meet a trash talker that can get you without saying very many words. And I can remember in that game, something was happening, and Fred was so tied in to Plex. Plex was doing something to him, and he would just call. He would say certain things. I won't repeat it on air, but he would say certain things, and it'd be like in 2-3 word patterns. Like, it wasn't a whole lot. Fred gonna give you like 20 words, and he gonna try to talk you down. Plex was giving him like 2-3 words a clip, and then what happened was a play was coming.
he's so tied up with Plex. Plex is holding. You remember this? And then Plex pointed like, hey, man, you sit there talking to me. The play's going downfield right on your side of the ball. It was crazy. But
it was crazy. He was so into me talking trash. Man. And I was holding him. And he was talking, and Tiki Barber just came off on like a 36
it was against,
boss
okay,
and
it was
just
against
ran
the Giants.
Right by him.
I knew it was one. It was one of those.
Yeah, it was the Giants. Yeah,
that is funny because.
And I pointed. I'm like, look, man.
Yeah, you point at him. I'm sitting there. I'm watching it. I'm running like. I felt bad because I knew that I had facilitated this. Like we was in the locker room. And we was going back and forth. We was in the locker room joning back and forth. And he said something to me, and I was like, all right, but what you going to do when Plex tear you out the frame this weekend?
You know, I like to make it personal, man. You so busy concentrating on me, you ain't even thinking about the game.
But the crazy thing is what if Cats was able to publish what it is that was being exchanged between the two?
Oh, my goodness.
And I think that that's kind of what it came down to that. But anyway, I digress. I wanted to move into this topic of Justin Fields and – you know, Dan Orlovsky, your guy, TJ and Plex, you know, because y'all receivers, you know.
Our guy.
Who probably never would have gotten an opportunity to throw the ball to you unless it was in warm-ups or maybe, you know, in practice. I don't know. But
Respect.
But he had some interesting things to say about Justin Fields and his stock and all this other stuff. Here, take a listen. We're going to discuss this.
I have heard that he is a last guy in, first guy out type of quarterback, like not the maniacal work ethic. I've even heard it compared to Justin Herbert, where it was like, dude, when Justin Herbert showed up, it was like a psychopath when it came to working to get ready for the draft or even at school. Like, give me more. I want to work nonstop. And I've heard that there are some questions with Justin Fields' work ethic.
All right. Now, that was all subjective, and quite frankly, if you weren't there, that's one of those, well, it's questionable. Here's what Dan had to say a little bit after that one came out.
I have heard those things from teams, and they might feel that way. And this is also a season where teams are trying to say things to potentially get a guy to drop to them. And so I've just wanted to clarify and put it out there that, like, listen, over the last 24 hours and more digging, that it seems or it sounds like Justin Fields' work ethic is fantastic. And that's coming from two people who have worked directly close to him.
That's why I chose and decided to come into media, y'all. That's why this what you just listened to is why media became a necessity for me in my life and impacting young people's lives, talking with them, things that I've experienced. What you just heard is classic material as to why I got into media, because there's not enough advocacy for players. And this is not racially driven. Let me be clear on that. This is fair driven, and respect what these young men and in some cases and women are doing in their respective sports and in their fields, instead of jumping out there and just having something to say on the radio or on the airwaves and on the TV, you sacrifice the integrity of what is supposed to happen when being an analyst, when being a reporter. To me, it's very irresponsible for a statement like that to come out, first guy to leave, last guy in, work ethic, and then you start comparing them to Herbert and other guys and this, that, and now we're talking about a guy who, in my opinion, is comparable. Why not say he's comparable to Trevor Lawrence? I have a problem when people sit there and they shake their heads when you say Justin Fields is comparable to Trevor Lawrence in this draft, but yet we're talking about Justin Fields could actually fall to outside of the top 10 picks in the draft. We're talking about a draft that's heavy with quarterbacks, and we're looking at South Dakota quarterbacks. We're looking at BYU quarterbacks. But we can't look at what Justin Fields' body of work has been and actually have him in the quarterback conversation of being the second quarterback and even maybe challenging for the first quarterback to come off the board. I mean, I can recall this taking place with Andrew Luck and with RG3. Not trying to turn this into a racial thing either. Now, I don't know what y'all's opinions are, but I just want to, I'm wondering and I'm curious, why is it that there has been absolutely no scrutiny higher on a highly rated quarterback prospect in this draft other than Justin Fields?
Well, I'm going to go all the way back to the beginning. My thing is this, is if I'm Dan Orlovsky, I'm not backtracking. He backtracked because, number one, Kirk Herbstreit, ESPN on ESPN, came out and laid into Orlovsky, laid into him for saying what he said. Then he comes back talking Dan Orlovsky, and he kind of retracts his statement. Dude, just stick with it because that's obviously what you believe. But because Kirk Herbstreit has come out and blasted you, now you're going to change right. your opinion. If that's what you feel, that's what you feel. You're entitled to your opinion. Now,
but why is that his opinion?
If that's his opinion, that's okay, because two things are going to happen. He's going to be proven right or he's going to be proven wrong. It's very simple. It will take time. You don't have to backtrack because of your opinion isn't popular. If that's what you feel, that's what you feel. Do not change your opinion because now people have questioned if certain people have told me he's a last guy in and a first guy out. Stick to it. And if Justin Fields turns out to be a great player, you were wrong. That's okay as well. I mean, everybody's not going to be right. Trevor Lawrence is supposed to be the best quarterback in the draft. If he isn't, hey, a lot of people were wrong.
There's nothing wrong with it. Why are we approaching it like Trevor is untouchable while Justin Fields is collecting all of this scrutiny?
I mean, it also can be Justin Fields started at Georgia. It could be some bitterness from him leaving Georgia. Maybe it is. Maybe there isn't. Ohio State quarterbacks, they haven't performed well in the NFL. Well, can't say that. Dwayne Haskins
and so messed it up a
little
bit. It
could be the blowback from that. And so he starts.
But that's whack. You can't sit there and do that. You can't right. base that's, somebody else's that's lack the, of success.
That's just how it is.
Hold on, Plex. Right. Before you go, let's hear the soundbite one more time, and then you take it, Plex. One more time.
I have heard that he is a last guy in, first guy out type of quarterback. Like, not the maniacal work ethic. I've even heard it compared to Justin Herbert, where it was like, dude, when Justin Herbert showed up, it was like a psychopath when it came to working to get ready for the draft or even at school. Like, give me more. I want to work nonstop. And I've heard that there are some questions with Justin Fields' work ethic.
Mm. Go ahead, Plex.
You know, I'll say a couple things, man. I don't like the speculation and that, I've heard that he's this kind of player.
I've heard this.
Who did you hear this from?
Say it.
And another thing that I don't like is Ryan Day should come out and support his quarterback.
Absolutely.
He should come out and say, you know what? He's the first guy in the building. Orlovsky, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I don't know who you heard that from. He should come out and support Justin Fields and say, you know what? He's one of the hardest working guys that I've ever coached, or whatever the case may be. He needs to come out and point that out and support his quarterback.
Now, Plex.
Secondly.
Plex, the fact that he's not doing it, does that look bad?
Of course it does.
Of course it looks bad. Who do you think that these general managers and these owners are asking questions about? They're asking Ryan Day about the quarterback, about
True.
Justin Fields. He should come out and support him. So it makes him look bad. But then at the same time, I've said that I think that Justin Fields has the best he's the best quarterback that has the best skill set going into this draft. I've said that several times.
I agree.
But there are things that have happened at the Ohio State quarterback position that he has no control over.
He has no control over Dwayne Haskins.
You know what? Troy Smith.
He has no control over Troy
Smith. I know that. Terrell Pryor, Cardale Jones, you can go to JT Barrett, Haskins, you can go down the list.
Yes, you can.
African-American quarterbacks who have played at Ohio State that have went to the next level.
And done nothing.
And they just haven't performed well.
Yeah.
So now everybody's trying to – they're dialing it back. They're looking for excuses to say, you know what? If we take him at the 10th or the 12th pick, you know, he was a safe take. But if he turns out to be a stud, then they're going to be like, oh, see, I told you he was the best quarterback in the draft playing for Ohio State. But Ohio State, they just haven't produced any quarterbacks in the last 20 years. I mean, if you're a team, what history has showed us is that if you want a certain player, like you go to certain schools. Like from a general manager standpoint, if you want to draft a guy, you know, if you want a linebacker, where you go, LeVar?
Penn State.
You go to Penn State.
Yeah.
You know what? If you want a defensive back, well, LSU, Texas, both of these schools are competing.
LSU.
This is DBU.
Yeah.
And if you want a wide receiver, I guess you go to Oregon State, right?
Oh.
You go to Oregon State. Hey, you can get you a TJ Houshmandzadeh. You can get you a Chad Johnson.
Chad,
yeah, you can get you an Ocho. And you can get you an Ocho, and you can get you a TJ. Oh, so they're just certain schools you go to find players, and you just don't, you know, go to Ohio State to find you a quarterback because they just haven't performed well at the next level in the last 20 years. But, you know, those are things that Justin Fields has no control over. I'm going to go back and say it again. I think he has the best skill set going into this year's draft as a quarterback, and I think he's going to shock a lot of people.
Yeah, well, he had a heck of a pro day workout. We're talking about Justin Fields and his stock watch, the criticisms, things that are taking place. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to keep this conversation going on. Criticisms of athletes. You know, we talked about KD on the last hour and what he found himself in hot water and getting fined for. Now we're talking about Justin Fields. Deshaun Watson, we're going to add him into the mix with this conversation of criticisms of athletes. There has to be some type of accountability taken by these athletes when they come out of their faces and do some of the things that they do, say what they say, and how they handle them. You're listening to Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plexico Burress. We're going to discuss this on the other side of the break. Is there a distorted view of reality here, or how should we be looking in the, looking at this? Listening to Up On Game, Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That is amazing. Our man Steve Hartman came in, shooting some jewels, shooting at some of that old school OG knowledge up on us. You know what I mean? Shouts out to Steve. He'll be coming up next. I guess you and Steve are on tomorrow, huh, TJ?
Yes, sir.
Word.
Doing the show tomorrow.
Doing the show tomorrow. All right, so that's TJ Houshmandzadeh. Plexico Burress. This is Up On Game. We're talking about the criticisms that are being lobbed out at Justin Fields right now, whether just or unjust. I don't know, but it leads to another topic of another quarterback. And again, let me preface by saying I'm not looking at this from a racial perspective. I'm looking at it from an athlete perspective, a high-profile perspective. And the latest on Deshaun Watson and the criticisms coming his way and the intensity of the investigations heating up, guys, the latest conversations is how much pressure is being put on Roger Goodell and the NFL to make a decision on how to handle things with Deshaun Watson. And so now it leads me to the point of, when you're talking about these criticisms and the criticisms become so heavy and so pronounced in media circles that now the mob mentality has clicked in, that's what people are making decisions based off of. And I'm just wondering, with everything that's taking place with Deshaun Watson, if a commissioner's exempt list, if some type of suspension, if some type of decision comes down before the whole process has played out, do you find this to be legit or do you find it to be premature? Should the NFL stand on waiting until you know, an investigation is completed and there's a verdict, if it even continues all the way into the start of the season, or does this become a situation where they have to make a decision based upon what the court of public opinion is saying?
Right now they have time, and they have time on their hands because it is the off season. And so I believe the NFL and Roger Goodell will take their time and let this play out and see where it goes. The crazy part about this situation with Deshaun Watson is he has over 20 cases filed against him. And then he just recently had, I don't know the exact number, but quite a few people, females, come out that he's worked with as far as getting massage. Say he's been nothing but professional with me. And I don't know if anyone has said this publicly. The odd part to me is that's like 35, 40 masseuses. Who uses that many people to get a massage? That's the part where, it's, like, normally when you find a good masseuse, you stick with them. You stay with that one.
I mean, we could kind of speculate on what that is, though. I mean, if I'm speculating on what that is, that's a front. You front, you got an infatuation, or that's your hook. That's your hook and sinker. So that's your bait.
I he has time, and I believe Roger Goodell will take his time because you will let it play out. What happens, nobody knows. I believe that it's so many cases, and I don't know if all of them are legit, and I don't know if all of them aren't. You just don't know when so many people start to file cases, and it's all the same thing. It's this situation for me is just really, really odd.
Man, it just seems like, you know, every weekend, you know, for the past 4 months that we have been talking about Deshaun Watson. He has to be tired because I'm tired. Like, the man is going through just tumultuous just off-season, man. And, you know, you get Dabo Sweeney comes out and says, I'm disappointed, but I love him like a son. And he used those words in that context as like he's already guilty.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
I'm like, what you mean? But I'm disappointed in him, but I love him like a son. It's just when it came out that way, it was like, damn, you was his head coach. You love him like a son, but why would you pretty much already say he's guilty? I didn't understand that. But just the whole
now,
thing.
Now, let me correct you really quick, or not even correct you. Now, what he's done, what he's allegedly done, it's right. Not a crime. That what he's allegedly done is not a crime.
Yeah,
I don't believe.
Hold on, criminal complaint.
Yeah, let me clear this up. Now, the reason why the NFL and Goodell are under pressure is because Watson had not been a part of a criminal investigation, but now a probe has been launched by the Houston Texans, by the Houston police to figure out what's going on, because there has been an official complaint filed with the authorities. So now this is criminal. This isn't just civil anymore. This is now turned into a criminal situation. Hold that thought. Don't forget to check where you rank on the Fox Sports Radio M-Drive Million Dollar Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com. Perfect brackets, they're long gone, but still up for grabs for number one spot, and that's $1,000 for the listeners in first place, $300 for second place, $200 for third place. Frank F., what's up to you, Frank? He's a listener and currently is number one, and as we head into the final four, if he can handle that, he'll get that 1G. And then the host position, we got TJ Hushmanzada leading the host bracket with one Plexico Burris, not too far behind. And shots out to Mike Harmon as well, one of my guys, one of my cohorts. He's up in there as well. The full standings can be assessed at via foxsportsradio.com. It's the M-Drive Million Dollar Bracket Challenge. Refine your prime with M-Drive. Let's get a trending, and then we're going to continue the conversation.
Fellas, any of you guys have old school Becketts when you guys were kids?
Carts. Everybody's into these carts right now. Yeah, man. Mike Harmon's put me up on that.
With plaques? Yeah? No?
I don't have any more cards. I
did.
Where they at?
TJ, I did have quite a few. I have no idea where they disappeared to.
But was it for baseball or basketball or
for
football?
For everything.
I think it was all sports.
You know what I had?
All three.
Okay. I had a 1977 Tony Dorsett one time.
Oof.
I wonder where that's at today.
Somebody's sitting on the beach with some pina coladas off
kidding.
That card.
I do.
Guys, I bring that up because check this out. Tom Brady's rookie card sold back in March for $1.32 million.
It's crazy.
That same type of card now is being sold at an auction just yesterday for $2.25 million.
That's crazy.
It's nuts. Crazy.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
That is crazy. Hmm.
Look at an old school card like that.
Pays to be the GOAT.
Pretty damn good. Major League Baseball, Rangers right now 2-0 over the Royals. Indians down by 1 at Detroit, still 2-1 is the score. Blue Jays and Yankees 1-1. That game's now in the bottom of the fourth inning. Ross Stripling throwing for Toronto on that one. NCAA Tournament Final Four, Baylor-Houston today, followed by UCLA-Gonzaga. That game will tip off at 8:34 Eastern. Gonzaga is a 14-point favorite in that affair. Guys, back to you.
All right. All right, thank you, sir. Dave G. All right, so let me reframe this. Scrutiny, criticisms. How much of this is on the athlete versus what everybody says about him? Because a lot of times you get this whole victim mentality approach to what's taking place, and we're so quick to jump on the side of what side we want to jump on, and a lot of times it's on the athlete side, and it's like sometimes you just forego looking at some of the, I guess what we would say, just it's there, it's right in our faces, it's obvious, but we still have different takes on what it is. So obviously the misconduct allegations is the sexual misconduct allegations, it was one thing, but the change in significance was on Friday when Houston Police Department announced that the complaint had been officially filed with the authorities regarding Watson. So now this puts a tremendous amount of pressure on the National Football League and Roger Goodell to take some sort of action. I know you say they have time, TJ, but when it becomes a criminal offense that is now out there and that probe has been launched, then now with all of the amount of people that have come forward, and with that one filing, just one out of all these people that have come forward, one person has now filed an official complaint. And I just wonder, in these situations, it's always he's set up. Do we subscribe to the fact that we should be looking at Deshaun Watson as it's just too peculiar, it's too coincidental that all this stuff happened in the midst of him wanting out of Houston? Is this a setup? Should we be looking at the criticisms, the scrutiny on Deshaun as a setup? Or should we really be taking a good hard look at the actions that athletes are taking? And when those actions become public knowledge, you know, it's one of those things. You gotta deal with what you've done. If it becomes a public situation where people are upset at what you did, or believed you did, or perceived you did, or possibly did, whatever it is, there's something there. Now, to what degree, I don't know. I'm not the judge or the juror. But there has to be something there. It can't be every single one of these people are telling a lie. I don't buy that. For me, I don't buy that. So now it makes me wonder, is this something where Deshaun Watson needed to stop? Like, at some point you knew you made somebody uncomfortable. If that's what's taking place, just leave it alone, or get your weight up. Like, put it in whatever you need to put it in, writing, cash, whatever. But for him to be in this situation right now, I tend to think it's more on him in this situation than it is on any of these accusers. How are you in this situation right now with all those people?
I believe the majority of people that understand this situation have a similar viewpoint as you. When it's 5, 6, it's like, okay. When it's this many people,
that's, you got a problem.
It's more to it and something isn't right. That I believe that, and I believe anybody with common sense can see that as well. It's just way too many people. And I also believe there are certain people, they're just, oh, I gave a massage. I'm getting in it on. I'm getting it in as well. I believe it's a lot of that.
There may
as
be
well.
Some of that,
but
how many of them are really in that number?
When it's this many, though, everybody isn't being dishonest. That's just it's not everybody, and so there's a lot of people that share the same viewpoint as you, which I do as well. It's just whatever happens with this criminal case. In my opinion, even if nothing happens with the criminal case, I believe Goodell,
he still has to do something.
Be forced to suspend him. I mean, you look at what happened with Ben Roethlisberger. Nothing happened with him. I believe he settled with the civilly with his accuser. You look at Ezekiel Elliott. Nothing happened with him, and he was suspended. And so, Deshaun Watson is going to be suspended. It's just a matter of when and how many games.
But then now that becomes a debate of what Roger Goodell, Plex. Is Goodell a good person? Should he have the ability to suspend and discipline? Is that criticism correct? Is it fair? And now it goes towards Roger Goodell instead of towards the person who is a part of the root of the issue to begin with.
Hey, whether it's fair or not, we already know how this story goes, man. Like, the damage has already been
done.
Regardless of what happens.
Regardless of what happens, man. This man is a professional athlete, black quarterback playing down in Houston for the Texans. And I just really hope that the professional sports worlds and his organizations haven't really gone to this level to dehumanize this man of – what has ever happened, and it to me it all goes back to social media.
But you're now talking about what I'm talking about, Plex.
Right.
Like dehumanizing him. Is he being dehumanized or is he being categorized for what it might be?
I don't know what happened. I don't know if the man's guilty or innocent. But just like TJ said, like 40 people like coming out and saying whatever. I don't. Why do you need to contact these people like via social media?
Man, I played as many years as I played. I don't know if I used 40 people in all the years I played.
40? It's not even close. Like, you got one, you stick with one. You know what I mean?
It sounds like a problem.
But to contact them via social media, to jump in the DM or instant message or whatever the case may be, I hope that it's not that, but it's looking that it is. But the damage is already done, man. It's really getting out of control, and just like TJ said, I think Roger Goodell is, now you have one complaint,
a criminal complaint, and we're talking about Deshaun Watson
way off the edge.
Yep, we're talking about Deshaun Watson with sexual misconduct situation. A formal report has been filed Friday, officially in Houston. I have not seen this angle, but it's interesting because I can recall having a teammate that wanted to get out of town based upon a relationship, we'll say, extracurricularly that led to a infant, and they wanted out of town. Is there a possibility that this becomes a conversation of the reason why Deshaun Watson wanted out of Houston is to get as far away from this mess as he possibly could? Maybe it's a deflection, a smokescreen of sorts to say that you're upset with ownership. Maybe it's a smokescreen to say that you're upset with how things are being handled with the team.
I wouldn't take it that far because what's going on with our ownership, it's obvious.
It is obvious.
And so
But you just got a really heavy bag, a big bag.
They've been very, very dysfunctional.
You got a bag.
You got that bag.
Like,
but the team has been very dysfunctional. You trade away one of the best receivers in the game for basically nothing.
But they said because of him, for Deshaun.
Who said that?
Well, that's what was reported, that Bill O'Brien was possibly clearing out Deshaun or clearing out DeAndre Hopkins to create a clear lane for Deshaun Watson to be the leader of this team, the undisputed leader of this team.
But that's Bill O'Brien trying to cover his you know what when he says that. That was just a bad deal.
And so
what you said, it makes sense until you look at it and say, oh, the organization was completely dysfunctional. Don't tell me you're going to you keep me in a loop when you hire a GM and then you hire a GM. And you've told me you've made so many promises that
you've
broken.
But you got your bag. But so do you overlook those things and or do you say, oh, I want to win so bad that even though they just paid me this ginormous contract,
exactly.
I still want out of here.
Even though he got paid, let's just be honest.
But this doesn't you down.
How many teams in the league would have given Deshaun Watson that contract or more? That money was coming. So because Houston was just a team that gave it to him, that money was coming. He was getting that money. He was that good of a player.
And he took it, and he's got it, and it's his. So I'm trying to understand, does that, you know what I mean? Like, we still got to take a good hard
Woo!
Look at Yeah. We got to take there a good hard look at if this is why he's trying to get out of town. I think that's something that needs to be discussed. But,
I can't get up.
It is what it is. Shouts out to DMX. Thoughts and prayers.
Man, I love you, man. I love you, man. Yeah, I'm praying for you, my brother. I
hope he's feeling better.
Man.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Just give me, you know, before we got a few minutes here before we wrap. We got Steve Hartman coming up next, the legendary Steve. He'll come take it over with Jeff Schwartz. Let me know y'all's final thoughts on the topics of today. But first, TJ, I heard you got something on you got something you want to say, TJ?
Yeah, for hot water that never runs out.
Oh,
you gotta go tankless.
Oh,
with Navien.
Oh,
Navien tankless water heaters provides endless hot water for spa-like comfort. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com and save hundreds with local rebates. Tanklessmadesimple.com.
Tankless. Navien. Oh, okay.
I love it.
I'd love it too. Mama. what's your final thoughts on this show today, TJ? Give it to me straight. No chaser.
I mean, for me, it is you talk about the All-Star game and we just go from the beginning to the end of our show. Economically, the people and the businesses of Atlanta, Georgia, they're going to suffer tremendously from what Major League Baseball did. And then the KD situation is probably what sticks out the most is, man, you come at me, I'm coming back at you. Whether it's right or wrong, and for Michael Rapaport to make it public, as you would say, you thought it was a B move.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are in the same boat as you. And at the end of the day, when you talk Justin Fields, everybody wants to be drafted as high as possible. Get to a great team, and don't prove anybody wrong. Just prove yourself right.
Mm-hmm. Man, we learned a lot today, didn't we, fellas?
Yeah,
we learned a lot today.
Did.
Very
we
informative.
A little smarter.
You know, let me just keep it short and sweet. You know, Ryan Day, the head coach for the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Thought that was a great point.
Come out and defend your guy. Defend your quarterback. If it's not true, then, you know, put your face on it. As far as Deshaun Watson is concerned, the situation is only getting worse. Somebody need to step to the podium and defend this man or say something, because nobody has heard anything from him or his attorneys or whoever the case may be. Somebody needs to come out there and put their face on it and help this man out somewhere along the lines. Mm. And as far as the Major League Baseball is concerned, you know, getting into sports and politics is something that, you know, I don't think mix. They never will. And, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of these things in professional sports and politics.
Well, I think,
unfortunately,
everybody's got an agenda. And you just got to make sure that you're playing the game to be on the right side of the agenda when those agendas hit. and if that agenda is anywhere connected or close to you, you got to make sure you're on the right side of it. I mean, that's just what it comes down to with social media and technology the way that it is at this point. You got to make sure that you handle in business knowing that everything and anything is going to be captured and it's going to possibly be used. That's just playing the game the way that it needs to be played. And that's why you listen to this show, because it's called Up On Game. We put you
and
up on that
last but not least, yo, X, man, I'm praying for you, baby.
Indeed. That's Plexico Burris. TJ Hushmanzada, I'm LeVar Arrington. You're listening to Up On Game. This is Fox Sports Radio. We'll see you next week.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.